Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Well, good day up and down the Kuskokwim. I'm Grady Deaton. This is Coffee at KYUK, and today we're going to take a trip to Tuluksak. I've got Mitty Peter, the tribal admin, there waiting patiently for me to pull him into the show. He's waiting on hold while I introduce the show and talk to you folks. I'm excited to get out there and talk to him for two reasons. I want to get a little bit of a profile and community profile of one of our tribal admins in one of our outlying villages. Also, talk a little bit about the power issues that they've had and its impact on subsistence activities. More on that in a minute when we'll introduce Mitty. But first, I just want to give a shout out about the fair and the talent show. People are emailing me already at grady@kyuk.org to sign up for Bethel's Got Talent. This is a talent show to coincide with the fair. It's going to be this September 8th. And that's at 7 p.m. You get a $5 entrance fee for participation, either as a guest or as a performer. You get to email me to register. That's grady@kyuk.org with any questions. So now, without any further ado, let's see if Mitty, are you there on the line?
Yeah, hi. I'm here on the line.
Good morning. Good morning, Mitty. It's a real pleasure to make your acquaintance, Mr. Peter. You're the tribal admin in Tuluksak. Is that correct?
No, I'm the tribal president of Tuluksak, and I'm here with our tribal admin, David Silk.
Is he there, too?
Yeah.
Oh, good morning, David. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Good morning.
So first, if each of you would do me the favor and our listeners the favor of introducing yourselves, your Yupik name, your family, your claim to fame, anything you want to tell us. I'm interested in hearing from each of you.
First of all, my name is Mitty Peter. And I'm the tribal president of Tuluksak Native Community, and here is my tribal admin.
My name is David Hope.
I'm curious, Mitty and David, are you guys both from Tuluksak your whole lives?
I am a life resident of Tuluksak, but David Philp, he can tell it.
I've been living here since 73.
Oh, 1970, that's the year I was born, David. That's quite a amount of time. So you both are definitely the men to know there in Tuluksak, I'm sure. Tell me a little bit about the power issues that you guys have suffered through this summer. Can you give me a little bit of background?
That kind of started off with the water in the system and then blew out one of the pistons on the generator, and the other one had a wiring harness problem, not just the engine, but it was the control panel.
So it sounds like you had two technical problems, and that created the situation where you weren't able to have your backup generator on. Is that what I understand?
Yes.
And is that a problem that you guys have struggled with earlier in the year or last year, or is it a new problem this year?
Since last year, the guy that came in, they took our CPU off the other end, and we had to use one in 6 to 8 months, and then they finally came out with the other CPU. We were putting it online, and not long after that, it had a problem.
Oh, so part of the problem is the computer control unit. It was. It sounds like you had it out for repair for some time, keeping you in a precarious situation. Is that right?
Yes.
So what? Now that it's back up and running, has it been running smoothly?
Yes, it has.
And do you expect any problems going forward?
No.
I know you're always prepared for problems, but I'm just curious about your expectation. Now, let me ask you a question. This had to impact many of your neighbors and friends' stockpiles of moose and other items in the freezers, I imagine. Is that right?
Yes, the people that had no small generators had to lose most of their subsistence-wise caught and store-bought food.
Well, I can imagine that's a huge impact on certain families' economies. Now, as a result, is there a special opener And forgive me because there's a wide geography here in Southeast Alaska, and I'm a newcomer. Is there a special hunting opener that is scheduled in order to accommodate the loss that you guys have experienced? Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. We had a drawing of total of 7 people that were eligible for this August special action hunt.
A special action hunt?
Yeah.
Interesting. So as I'm understanding that, and you'll just correct me if I'm wrong, a special action hunt is scheduled and put into place in order to assist subsistence hunters in maintaining their necessary catch. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
So what do you think? Do you think that that'll be enough? Do you think that those families that were impacted by the loss of some of their stockpiles will be able to make up that loss with that opener, or is more action required?
I think more action would be required, and because they lost most of the birds that were hunting the spring. Plus, I have a cousin, he threw away two of his freezer loads because they were all spoiled.
I guess if there are any of our listeners out there that want to provide any kind of assistance, if they could call the tribal office there at 907-695-2122 to make arrangements to assist. If anyone who's hearing me now wants to help out with Tuluksak's issues relative to some of their subsistence
catches.
Yes.
The phone number is 695-6420.
Oh, 6420. I'm sorry. Wrong number. That's 907-695. Say that last four for me again.
6420.
Sorry for that incorrect number there. Well, tell me about the changing subjects real quick. How about your river activities? How have your river activities been last month or so? Give us an update.
For the month of July, we've been following the schedule of the openers for subsistence fishing, and for this month following the special action request as we speak to.
Everyone able to catch their quota?
Some did and some didn't get to even meet their quotas.
Oh no! I'm always interested in the different subsistence activities because, first of all, because we focus on that here on the show, but second, I'm learning. I'm constantly learning. Tell me something. Do you is it all drift and other nets, or do you guys have a fish wheel or a fish weir up there that helps with catch?
We don't use fish wheels up here, but we use nets to use our subsistence catch.
And with the amount of time that you guys have experience there, what would be the biggest takeaway? If you wanted to tell someone like myself who's a newcomer to the area, what's changed the most over the last 30 years relative to your subsistence activities? I know that we're talking a little bit about generators and freezers and people having their own generators and not. And we're also talking about different regulations and organizing bodies which help regulate the catch. What's the biggest change that you see over the last 30 years impacting all of your subsistence activities here?
The regulation on moose hunt is now limited to at least about 80 moose per the Kuskokwim wide region, and that's not enough for the whole Kuskokwim Delta. And in that quota system, all the Kuskokwim villages have to share on that.
80 for all of us?
Yeah, that was for the state side, and I think it was 24 more on the federal side, total of 124 total catches.
Well, that doesn't seem like nearly enough, and I don't know the math, but I can definitely appreciate what you're saying there. It sounds like a low number relative to the amount of people that I know that rely on the moose for some of their meat in their freezer. Interesting, very interesting. Let's jump back for a second to the generator and the power issues. Do you guys have any concerns? Not going forward, but in the past, are you frustrated or angry about any of the engagement that you had relative to that downtime? Is there anybody casting blame out that way, or is everything good to go and you guys are all happy with what's going on now?
He's helping out
with another generator, they'll bring it out whenever the paperwork gets done with it.
Does that process seem to be moving smoothly then?
Yeah.
And right now you're on one generator then? You're waiting for your backup? Is that what I understand?
Yes, we are.
All right, well, my fingers will be crossed. I'm hoping that everything goes good with the generator you have in operation now while you're without a backup. I certainly hope there'll be no more downtime. My prayers and thoughts go out to all the families whose food was impacted by that interruption in service. And I hope that you guys are doing okay out there. I hope you're enjoying the great weather we've had. Other than this late, little bit wet, though, has it been affecting any of the drying and smoking of fish?
Not right now, because most of the people that already put away their fish for the summer, and we're only looking at silvers and whitefish and pike.
Well, the seasons keep moving along, and I'm, like I said, a newcomer, so I'm learning about what happens when. So I guess I'm a little bit short. Everyone's already finished with the smoking and the drying, and now we're in the different fish. Thank you for telling me about that. Well, I want to thank both of you gentlemen for joining me here on Coffee at KYUK. I hope you get a chance to listen to the show. Coffee at KYUK is aired after the news in the mornings, and then again at lunchtime daily here on KYUK. I'm going to thank you again, Mitty, and it was David, right?
Yes.
I didn't catch your last name, David.
David Phillip
and Mitty Peter from Tuluksac. Thank you again, gentlemen, for joining us here on Coffee at KYUK. Before I let you go, do either of you have an urgent message or a desire to give a shout-out to anybody?
Good luck hunting on those people that get to hunt their special action request to me.
I echo that. Thank you again for joining us, gentlemen. I'm gonna get back to our listeners, and you guys can get back to your day. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Goodbye. So, folks, that was our time in Tuluksac today, and thanks for both those gentlemen for joining us. And yes, we all up and down the Delta will give special wishes of luck to those who are taking advantage of the special action for the moose opener to help with the loss of some of the meats that were stored in their freezers when those generators went down. Well, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. You're listening to Coffee at KYUK. You can always email me your story ideas. If you're interested in being a citizen subsistence reporter or a guest on the show, send me an email at coffee@kyuk.org. Bethel's Got Talent coming up with the community fair. You can contact me about that too. That's Grady, Grady, at kyuk.org. If you're interested in being a participant in the Bethel's Got Talent Show competition with hundreds of dollars of prizes coming up on the 8th of September. Well, that's what I've got for you. I want you guys to remember to be awesome to each other.
Remember the community invited to Coffee at KYUK. Discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the country of Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious. Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself,
contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131.